The feud between Microsoft and Real Networks is over, at least for now. To settle a long-running antitrust case, Microsoft will give Real Networks cash and other benefits valued at $761 million. In addition, the two companies will partner in digital music and games. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
2 years ago, Real Networks sued Microsoft, alleging that Microsoft was illegally forcing computer users to use its media player instead of one created by Real Networks. But today, that lawsuit is history, resolved along with every other antitrust dispute worldwide between the two companies. At the same time, the two firms announced a wide-ranging digital music collaboration that will promote Real Networks' Rhapsody music service on MSN properties, and Real Networks' digital games will be offered through MSN Games and Xbox. The deal is notable in part because of the bitter rivalry that's existed for years between the two companies and their respective executives, Bill Gates of Microsoft and Rob Glaser of Real Networks. Today, Glaser, the one-time Microsoft executive who founded Real Networks, said the agreement closed one chapter and opened a new one in his company's relationship with Microsoft.
What started this process was a little over a year ago when we came out with our Harmony technology, which allowed a form of digital rights interoperability. I contacted Bill and I said, hey, I think this is a good thing for consumers. Consumers want openness. Consumers want interoperability. Consumers want choice. And it began a dialogue that was the antecedent to the discussions that led to today's announcement.
Bill Gates took the microphone next.
Yeah, I'll just reinforce that by saying I think the fact that we know each other is an asset for us. And in terms of being able to say, okay, what is it that you really want to see? Where is it you think you have strengths? How do you see this digital entertainment moving forward? I think that allowed us to get to where we are today.
Longtime observers of the two companies said they were not surprised by the settlement and collaboration announced today. As they see it, the two companies need each other. Paul Andrews, co-author of a number of books about Microsoft, said the two companies share a common enemy, Apple Computer.
Apple basically has iTunes and the iPod moving forward at an increasing and accelerating rate, not only nationally but internationally in the music scene. So they had to do something because they're falling way, way behind in market share. By uniting, they offer a real alternative to Apple's dominance.
Another observer, Ted Chandler of Forrester Research, adds that consumers should benefit because they will now have more choices.
So a consumer can go to MSN, and now for the first time they can actually get a music subscription service as part of their relationship with MSN. So a consumer wins there because they can listen to any song, anywhere, on their PC or on an MP3 player.
Today's settlement marks the end of the last major antitrust case against the world's largest software maker. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.